Eier du din egen bedrift? Da betalingsløsningen fra SumUp det du har drømt om. Hold styr på alt fra ordrer, betalinger og kvitteringer, til refusjoner, salgstall og produktkataloger. SumUp gir deg kontroll på alt på ett og samme sted. Kjøp SumUp og selvkjøp.
En podcast fra Podplay.
VG-lista topp 40. Podcast.
Welcome to Top 40, Teddy. So nice to see you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Norway. Welcome back, I should say.
Yeah, I love it here. I'm stoked to be back.
I just want to start by, so obviously you've been putting out work for years, like you've been like on Learning, A Very Teddy Christmas even, Tough Love, Sleep is Exhausting, and now I've Tried Everything But Therapy, part one.
Yeah.
Part 1.5 is out now.
Yeah, it sure is.
We're going to talk about that a little later, but I just want to, for now I want to talk about Lose Control.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it's a worldwide hit, and a song that really got people to notice your music too. It has to have like a special place in your heart, no?
Yeah, it sure does, and it's such a justifying thing too for, you know, a guy coming off of covers as well to finally have a song of my own that people are covering. It's truly just a blessing, man. And when we wrote it, I felt like it. I knew it was going to do something like that. I knew it was going to change my life, but I really didn't know it this magnitude. Like,
no.
I didn't know that everywhere in the world was going to be. It's just a whole different. It's a whole different ball game, you know. And,
right.
I'm a whole different. We're like careful about where we go out and about now, and I'm like,
oh,
this
really?
Is nuts, you know,
like everywhere you go.
Yeah,
too.
It's crazy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the other day we stopped somewhere, and I was working with this guy Emil, and he's big on doing, you know, covers on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram and stuff like that, and he just goes to like places with a public piano, and you know, so I went over and met him, and We did a couple of songs. We did Lose Control in the Door, and I mean, it was just like 100 people meet and greet right after that. It was nuts.
Right.
And we were like, we got to get out of here, man. I was trying to take pictures with everybody, and they're like, dude, this is nuts.
No, but,
it's just turning into something quite crazy, you know, and
yeah.
It's a blessing, though, obviously. My thing is I'll always take the time to, like, say hello, you know, even if it makes us 30 minutes late. Like,
yeah.
They'll be like, come on, dude, we got to go. And I'm like, well, no, they're still, they're here. They want to say hi.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
going to say hi, you know, I think. And I always think I want to keep that no matter what, because I think that's the most important thing is when you ask for this kind of attention, and there's nothing worse than when somebody's like, hey, can I have a picture? And somebody turns around and they're like, no, it's not a good time. It's like,
yeah.
You're a dick, man. Don't do
yeah.
that. You know, like,
yeah.
If people love you, let them love you and say hello to them and don't ask for that attention if you don't want it. You
right.
know? And even if it's 6 a.m. at the airport and you're just like exhausted, you're just like, you got to turn around and be like, hi, thank you for loving on me. You know,
that's so nice of you. And obviously that's what the sunglasses are for, too.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but dude, I've tried like, you know, even if I get like a hoodie on and sunglasses on, I mean, I think there's just like a certain build I have, and there's tattoos all over me, so I think people just know it's me no matter what.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you
no,
can't escape it.
You can't waddle away looking like that. I know you're penguin ass.
I know you. But so, how does it make you feel now that since you started off your own career by doing covers and stuff like that, now people are covering your song, like, what do you think when you
yeah,
sit and
I
listen
think
to this?
It feels so justifying. It really does. It feels like it's, I didn't get stuck there. And it feels so beautiful to know now what it's like to, like, the honor that gives me when I hear people singing my song, and especially when they're like absolutely crushing it. You
yeah.
know? It is such an honor and a different feeling that I've ever felt when I was just like, and I'll hear people singing my song, Some Things I'll Never Know Too, which is very deep and personal in my heart, you know, and they'll sing it with such conviction, and it'll bring me to tears. And sometimes, you know, even when you write a song, like, you, there's always like this level of like your own voice on it that you're like too close to, that you're like, is this actually good, or is it just my voice, or like, you know? And so when I hear somebody else singing it, I'm like, oh, damn, this is a good song.
I wrote a good song.
Yeah, yeah, this is a good song, you know? And sometimes it just takes somebody else killing it for you to be like, fucking, yeah, dude, you're awesome.
But not only that, because I watched a couple of TikToks and stuff like that where you actually, you sing with other artists too, and they have amazing voices as well. But when you start to sing, you can see them look at you like, whew, like
yeah,
every time.
It's such an awesome thing to see too. And I, like, you know, I recently... got to go do Lose Control as like a guest spot on our American Idol, and one of the contestants was also doing The Door on there, and so I wanted to watch. I walked out there to the contestants to go watch him do The Door, and you know, he was just, this guy Odell just crushed it too. He was so excited, just cried when he met me, and all the kids that are there, you know, doing the, they're just like, oh my God, Teddy Swims is here, you know. Or as I scroll through a TikTok and something, and I hear amazing singers, it'll just be like, they're already following me, or they're, you know, and I'll give them a follow, and they'll say, oh my God, you're the greatest. And and it's such a cool thing to be like looked up to for kids that are coming up, you know, because I have, and as I'm coming up, I still have people I look up to that I'm waiting to work with, or that I can't wait to just get some sort of like to meet, you know, and to meet kids who are just like, oh my God, it's Teddy Swims. It's so wild to me, because for me, I'm just a fat kid from Conyers, Georgia, you know, and so I don't ever think it like I'm something so like, whoa, you know, and especially even with my boys, my band, like we all came from the same middle school and high school and stuff. So, right. I mean, to them, I'm just bitch still, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know what I mean?
You're still the same old person.
Yeah, I'm just the same old bitch to them, you know what I mean? I'm just the same old pussy, though, you know what I mean?
But that's good, though. That keeps you grounded.
It sure does, right? Man. It sure does.
But who are some of the people, because you mentioned like some of the people that you wanted to work with, or you're looking up to, like, who are some of those?
Man, well, I would absolutely, I think Adele right now would be the person I would just absolutely kill to just be in the same room with, or like to hear her singing at this close.
Yeah.
You know, like when you hear somebody like, oh, wow, man. Yeah. Like, I remember the first time getting to meet Alan Stone, man, one of the best singers in the world and one of my biggest heroes. And now I get to call one of my greatest friends. And I mean, the first time I got to sit next to him and sing with him and watch him sing was just like,
it almost feels unreal, right?
Holy shit. Well, yeah, especially when you're that good.
You
know? It's like people are so good.
But see, that's the way people feel when they listen to you sing, too, right?
And it's such an honor to hear that. You know?
Soul, like soul music, that's obviously your thing, like soul and R&B, but I feel like, how does it make you feel when you're not only like doing well with soul music, which is, you don't hear that so much anymore, but not only that, you're topping charts with soul music. How does that make you feel?
It feels good, man, and I found that it's also, what's great about it is working on a different formats, you know, like it'll work on a rhythmic station, or it'll work on a pop station, or some country stations will play it, or rock and roll stations, you know, and it's working in every avenue. And I just means like, just goes to show you that a good song that really speaks volumes is going to raise its hand and show up.
And
I think for so long, in the grand scheme of this like social media era, I was always scared that like maybe a good song wasn't enough to be just a good song anymore, that it took, I mean, it does take the perfect storm, obviously, you know, it takes a right video and the right time that people are on TikTok and the right time that they're sharing it with their friends. And that it takes a lot of, you know, and it takes the right team to the village to put it all together and push it to the radio. And it takes coming out and doing these interviews to say, please play my song, you know, and then somebody hearing it and saying, well, not only is it a good song, but I met the guy and he's a really great guy and we want a good guy to win. And so I think what's so beautiful about Lose Control for me and this avenue of it, it's a song that didn't quite have such a massive trend on a social media platform, but it started working because we were going out here relentlessly to any country that we needed to, any radio station that we needed to, making the connections, the one-on-one talks with people, and really going and working the song and playing it in every market we could. And it just shows me that the old school way of breaking a song and breaking an artist is still can be done, and it's still the right way to do it. And making those connections with folks and doing the traveling is truly what the sleepless nights is truly the way to make it happen. You know? And I mean, it can be done on TikTok, but there's only so much you can do on social media that if you're not out there putting asses in seats, that it's not going to do, it's going to fizzle out. And it's important to go out there and shake the hands and kiss the babies and all the stuff, you know?
Yeah. I think I'm so glad to hear that, because I think you're right too. Like that's what makes a song like a stayer and like a, you know what I mean? Like an evergreen, you know? When you travel the world now, how crazy is it? Like, have you ever like jumped into a van, like taking you from the airport to the hotel, and all of a sudden your music comes on in another country that doesn't even speak English?
It was really cool, man. I think last time I believe we was in December. We was it was the first time it happened to me. I was in, I want to say it was. It was in Sweden, I think Stockholm. That's where the Avicii Arena is, right? Avicii Arena's.
Which one?
Avicii Arena.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
That's Stockholm, isn't it? Right. Yeah, yeah. Yep. And so we were getting picked up, you know, and going to do a sound check there, and I got to do this, you know, Avicii kind of tribute show, and it was beautiful. But we just hear it come on in the van, and I was like, and it was the first time I heard it on the radio at all. Yeah. But like, because I don't really listen to much of the radio when I'm like, I'm always on my little Spotify playlist, or mainly when I'm driving, listening to my little audio books or something. So yeah. I kind of like don't really ever turn on the radio too much. And so hearing my song and fucking Stockholm of all places, I was like, whoa.
Must be crazy though. You're sitting in the car and you're hearing stuff like, oh, my jättebra, blah, 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 blah. And then you're all of a sudden, Teddy Swims. And yeah. Then it's crazy.
Dude, yeah, we I think a couple of days ago that just happened too. My bassist Christian was just like, did they just say Teddy Swims? I was like, dude, I don't know. They're talking way too fast, man. Maybe, but they could have said Taylor Swift. I don't know. You know, they're too close. You never know sometimes. Damn Taylor Swift, man.
Yeah, she's always, oh man.
No, she's incredible though. I don't want that crowd coming for me, man.
No.
She's incredible. I'm just a big Swiftie as well, but God, man.
We all love Taylor Swift over here,
do.
Okay?
It's so cool, man, to have such a dedicated fan base too that is so like awesome that people are just like, even if I had bad feelings about her, I'm not gonna say anything. You know? And it's like I love that she's such a beautiful person and seems like such a sweet, wonderful person
But her fans.
And her fans are so die hard that like nobody can say anything blasphemous about her, man. She deserves it, you know. Deserves it.
But they're coming for you if you even say like a song is like, yeah, it's okay. Like,
yeah,
what?
Why would you say that? Yeah, but she's incredible, man. I have no like nothing negative to say, and I would. That's somebody I would be dying to just meet. A couple years ago at the Grammys, it was my first time going, you know, and I was like standing in line with all these other upcoming artists to take pictures, and she just walks by and the whole room was just like,
yeah, everything stops.
She was like this close to me at one point, just all tall and beautiful, and I was like, whoa. I never felt like a presence of somebody like that. She really does carry like this kind of godlike presence.
Like you can feel when she's close.
It's wild. It's wild, bro.
How was that experience, by the way, the Grammys?
Oh, it's
for you?
Beautiful, man. I had a blast, and I can't wait to go back and hopefully be, you know, nominated for a new artist or something if I can.
It's happening.
We'll see.
It's happening, man.
Hopefully. Eier du din egen bedrift? Da betalingsløsningen fra SumUp det du har drømt om. Hold styr på alt fra ordrer, betalinger og kvitteringer til refusjoner, salgstall og produktkataloger. SumUp gir deg kontroll på alt på ett og samme sted. Kjøp SumUp og selv kjøp.
VG-lista topp 40. Top 40 podcast.
And also, like you said, you make them, like your crowd, like your audience, they don't feel alone, but obviously you must feel the same way when you go, you have shows and you're talking about your pain and you can hear that people are singing as loud as they can, the same words you're singing, that comes from a real place.
Yeah, it's a real safe place too, you know, and we all get to, we get there to laugh and we cry and, you know, I think I always say it's a good day to cry. It's like that pain just leaving the body and it's just healing. And I cry a little bit every day. Some out of just joy of I can't believe where my life is, but some out of just still dealing with some of that pain. I think it's so beautiful that I get to have that outlet and I feel safe to express my emotions and just feeling safe in a place like that. And especially in a room full of thousands of people and feeling safe is just such a beautiful experience. And I'm so grateful, especially across the world. You know, it's the coolest thing ever.
I get that because like you're talking about stuff that probably also made you unsure and now you're taking it and you're like creating this safe space where you talk about these things, you know? It must be amazing.
It is. It's the coolest, man. It's
like, now I get why you said that you're a sucker for pain. But, like, so pain is, like, let's say you have, like, a pot where you put all the ingredients in, like, what makes a Teddy Swim song. So pain is obviously one of those things. What are some of the other main ingredients in the Teddy Swim?
I think love is always, I always say, man, I make music that you can make love or cry to, you know? It's always, love is truly all that is always encapsulate everything, you know. It's all down to like, I think we make songs about worship, you know, and like we make songs about love and in relationships. And so I try to always make sure I keep it in love, and as the most love and something that comes from the heart. And you know, pain being in there is sometimes the thing. But even I find even when it's the most like beautiful, happy song, there's always still some level of like getting through pain to get to the other side of love, you know. And you gotta, what is it, that pressure makes a diamond, you know.
That's true. Yeah. So we've been talking about pain for a little bit. Like, let's switch it up. Like, so what's the last thing that happened either to you or around you that made you laugh like crazy?
Man, dude, you know, I get to laugh so much when I do this. The other day, I didn't realize until after the show, unfortunately. I had one of these longer jackets on, so, but I didn't notice until after the show. I got off and I took my jacket off, and you know, we're getting ready to change, and my whole band just started laughing. I had split my pants, dog, and I didn't know, you know, like you're so in the fucking go of it, through the thrill of it, you don't have any idea, bro. So I'm sure there was a breeze I should have been feeling, like, you know, the whole evening. I can't tell you when it happened, but, bro. So we just started crying, bro. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, dude, thank God I was wearing a jacket, because it's happened to me before where I didn't have a jacket on or underwear. Talking about that time with, so because of that Journey video, I got to do, like 2 years ago, I got to do a Christmas tree lighting with them in San Francisco.
Awesome.
And it was so cool, but I did Lights, Don't Stop Believing, and Wheel in the Sky with them. And I went down and did like a split at one point, and I have to show you a picture. From the top of my waistband all the way down to like my knee, like in the back, was ripped. And so it was, not wearing any underwear either, bro. So, dude, it was so bad, bro. At one point they had the big screen, you know, on us, and they zoomed in from here up, and somebody comes over my ears and like, Teddy, put your jacket back on. You ripped your pants. And, dude, it was the worst, because at one point the drummer's doing a solo, and I jump on the riser behind him, and I'm like, yeah, doing like this, but I'm bent over in front of everybody. Like, they saw my whole asshole. I know it, dude. Like, 10,000 men, women, children, you name it. And they's whatever it was, bro. Yeah. Everybody on the planet saw my absolute bunghole, my bro. Balls and everything. Probably my hanger. Yeah, dude.
I'm wondering, like,
I think it's iconic. You're playing with your favorite band and that happens, like, hell yeah, that's rock star shit, you know?
It is. But I'm wondering, like, so this has happened a couple of times now, maybe you should start wearing boxers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that time I was, the second time I was wearing boxers, so I don't go free balling on stage anymore.
It was, what a magical moment, because it was a Christmas show and your jingle bells were showing.
Yeah, exactly.
So we could talk forever, I feel like, but we have to cut it soon, I think, because we're doing some pictures and stuff before you have to go. But we have to, speaking of jackets and your clothes ripping apart, like, we have to talk about your style, because you don't seem to me as a person that wakes up and just puts on anything random. Tell us about, like, how you put together your outfits.
This tour has been really fun, because now I got like three different wardrobe cases, and I got my best pal Nick. Man, he really helps me out a lot with it too, because last year it was like I was just kind of had nobody. They were just ending up shit in every drawer, and so now I'm grateful that there's like I can kind of get my things thin and laid out accordingly. But I always feel like when it comes to playing live, especially, or when it's a video or anything, I never want to wear the same thing twice. I don't know why that is. I mean, I think for me it's like, because when I look at my heroes, you know, and you look at like the Michael Jacksons of the world, like who always looked like incredible.
Yeah.
I want that. You know, I want to be like, I want to be iconic in the fashion sense.
Yeah.
I want to look like, man, Michael Jackson looks so good. Or it's just any of those. You don't see those. You don't see
like
stars wearing like the same thing twice.
Right.
You know?
You need to have a thing.
Yeah. And so it's all about me trying to be a star, you know, be like, I'm as cool as them. But
you're not
just
trying
to
anymore.
Be cool. Yeah.
You're not trying anymore, man. You are. Also, how big is your sunglasses collection? Like, how many do you
have? I lose a lot. And so this tour, I had Kylie, my day to day, order me, like, she's wherever I got these are. So I got her to order like hundreds of pairs of like cheaper sunglasses, because I find that like Every time I see a child in the crowd, I always, you know, hand my sunglasses off, right, because I think it's just, it's so wonderful when you see like a 5 or 8 year old or something standing there, and it's, you know, it's like their first show, or they're holding the sign like my first show, and it, and you just,
awesome,
like, I did this a couple of days ago. I took it and I signed the girl's thing, and she just was bawling, you know, and she, yeah, might have been 12 or something, and then she was just crying and crying that I did that, and it's those kind of things, because I remember when I went to my first show, and I ever went to my first, like, I was like Warped Tour in like Georgia, and I saw like some of these bands, and I was just like, it was the first time I was like, I want to do this,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
so there's always a piece of me that when I see a kid out there that loves Teddy Swims, I try to like give them a hat or some sunglasses or something, to just, because that could be something for them that is like maybe eventually just breathes like stardom in them, you know,
right,
or gives them this thing that is like, wow, man, they could change their life and change the course of their life like mine was. And and so I just, it would be so beautiful one day to hear 20 years from now, some kid is just like doing the same interview, and he's like, well, man, the first show I went to was a Teddy Swims concert, and he handed me sunglasses, you know. So now I buy cheaper sunglasses because I don't really have self-control not to give them like Gucci sunglasses. And
yeah,
stuff,
you're
know?
In the
so,
moment, right?
So sometimes I'm like giving like a 9-year-old like $500 pair of glasses, you know, and I'm sure after the show, their mom's like, what? No, these are Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah, yeah,
not.
Yeah. Let mom take care of these.
So I give them the cheap ones now. You know, I have to.
Yeah, but so like that's moments you remember forever.
It
you
is,
know?
And I do too, man, because I remember that kid's face and,
yeah,
how that kid lights up, and it's such a beautiful thing to me, man, because children to me are just. I think I just love children. That's like, yeah, my true calling in life. And I always like try to bring them backstage and, you know, love on them. And I just investing in kids, man,
yeah,
you got to, that's truly the future. Right.
Right.
So it's just, it's wonderful.
What about you? You a dad yet? Or?
No, I want to be, I really, yeah, want to be. And I just, you know, it's the wrong time, you know, maybe,
yeah,
maybe a couple of years or so, I don't know, but I know there are people who can raise kids on the road and stuff, but it's just right now is a terrible time, and yeah, I'm still drinking a little too much.
Yeah,
and, you,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
I'm still,
yeah,
partying,
yeah,
up with my boys
this,
a little too
this
much.
This is your time. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So
and that tells me that you're already thinking like a dad, because you,
yeah,
take responsibility, you know.
I got a little more growing up to do for,
yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Teddy Swims, thank you so much for stopping,
thanks,
by. It was,
man,
a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, buddy. VG-lista topp 40.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay, eller se podplay.no.
Eier du din egen bedrift? Da betalingsløsningen fra SumUp det du har drømt om. Hold styr på alt fra ordrer, betalinger og kvitteringer, til refusjoner, salgstall og produktkataloger. SumUp gir deg kontroll på alt på ett og samme sted. Kjøp SumUp og selvkjøp.